This is Blender Bingo. We take two things from the Blender Bingo ball machine. We put them together. We blend them and we see what we get. We've had everything from the I'm not coming to work game to Nadine Coyle being stopped on the border with some narcotics. By the way, that was a figment of our imagination, just in case. Anything could happen. But today we have a very solid idea of what we'd like to do because of one particular story that... Well, it's not great, is it?
No, it's not ideal. And you have to acknowledge this is the lingering effects of the dreaded R word, the recession. Because apparently half of people in their 20s in Ireland live at home with their parents because it's just not feasible for them to pay rent. It's a Eurofound survey. And apparently over the last 10 years, the number of Irish people who are aged between 25 and 29 living with their parents has gone up by 11%. That's over the last 10 years. And well, yes, there are people who can relate to this.
So I've only just moved out, essentially, but even to move out, I haven't actually moved out. I live with my aunt, so that's kind of the only way right now I can afford to live in Dublin.
I wouldn't be financially capable of actually paying the bracket of rent expected in Ireland now at this stage. So I have been kind of slightly a burden in reality on my family, in the sense that I have to move home now.
It's part of one of the reasons why we've seen such a big change and people calling for change in the general election. As everyone has been told, Usher, the country is nearly at full capacity for work. Well, I can't afford to live in my own house. It doesn't make sense. Just because you've a job, it should equate to you being able to own your own home or rent your own property. But it's not. And people are frustrated, and that's what we've seen in the general election. So that's why we've an idea of what we want to do today to maybe help those people living
maybe,
at home.
Yeah, maybe just provide a little bit of light relief in a situation that maybe sometimes feels a bit overwhelming. That's something, you know, is not going to change. But we want to offer some advice and support via the medium of Blender Bingo.
And usually the advice that we'd put out, you'd have to buy it on VHS form. But we're going to give it to you in the next few minutes, totally free of charge. Hi, I'm Fikra Flynn. You may remember me from such instructional videos as how to sneak into your favorite festival and how not to lose your cool when trying to purchase outrageously expensive car insurance. Thank you for purchasing How to Live with Your Parents in Your 20s. In this current economic climate, renting is a nightmare and owning is near impossible. In this 6-part instructional video, we guide you through living at home. Scenario 1. Your parents are coming home and you're home alone. What do you need to be conscious of? Please answer after the beep. That's right, lighting.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you've the house in complete darkness. What are the neighbours thinking?
Sure, we're a pure magnet for robbers. Pure magnet.
They think the place is abandoned.
On the next occasion, you may be tempted to have more lights on. But beware, this also has consequences.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you've every light in the house on. Lit up like a Christmas tree here. What would the neighbours think?
Sure, we're a pure magnet for robbers. Pure magnet.
They think we're full of money if we can afford to have the house up like the Northern Lights.
So remember, what have you learned in this scenario? Please answer after the beep. What you have learned is that there is no happy medium when it comes to having lights on at home. Accept it and move on. Section 2. Constant comments. One factor you will have to navigate in your 20s and living at home are the constant comments. Remember, it is more than likely that your parents actually love you and they mean no harm. But their running commentary on your life can take its toll if you are not properly equipped. How do you dodge these?
Your fringe is getting a bit long, isn't it, Anne-Marie?
John, I don't see any tax on that car.
Well, you enjoyed yourself last night, did you?
You're a better door than a window, so you are. Better door than a window.
You had the whole house walk last night, so you did.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what are you rooting in there for?
And John, whatever happened to Katie?
Mum, I told you this, Mum. Katie dumped me 3 years ago and ran off with one of my mates from school.
Ah, she was lovely, Katie was. Oh, now you wouldn't get another one like her. No, no.
So remember, when you're in your 20s and living at home, there is no happy medium. wait for the economy to lay out and get a house, or suck it up. Turn off that VHS. No help whatsoever. Not even light relief. It has got me thinking about what things your parents has said to you and still say to you.
A lot of comments. Yeah, maybe the fringe remark. I'm not saying it was taken from personal interactions at all.
I definitely have got on more than one occasion, "Ah, you're a better door than a window."
I had never heard that before.
Especially if you're standing in front of the television. You're a better door than a window.
Right. Oh, look, people are fierce creative.
087-1-102-107. Insults your parents throw at you, even though secretly, deep down, they do love you. Hi. Oh, Jesus, I cracked my jaw. In hell. Oh, yeah. Fionnuala Corbett, I was working on something as a possible replacement. Replacement isn't the right word, but if it came to be that you did not come back from respite and that they were trying to get another co-presenter on this show, I'd be like, no, I'd rather have a minute part of Fionnuala Corbett than another co-presenter.
So, like, you know, ring me and get me to phone in some links?
No. Or,
oh, okay.
Go back through all the audio that you have provided, every word you have spoken, and chop it up. That you can be here in spirit, like a bot. Now, this is a beta version, so if I say something very nice to you, like, Fionnuala, your hair is lovely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
If I'm asking you what you think of this song.
Tune.
If we put something together, or I put something together, and you're like,
well done, straight to number one.
Yeah, so good. And then at the end of the show,
I'm Fionnuala Corbett on iRadio.
And if we just want to have a bit of crack,
we need to make talking bus stops.
You know, because you're wild.
When have I ever said we need to make talking bus stops? You know, I like this. It was a while back we did play Out of Context Corbett, and I thought it was something that maybe should make a comeback. But you have the prototype.
I wow. love the drama.
I do. Stop! Are we calling that the prototype Finbot?
Finbot.
Okay. I'm Fionnuala Corbett on iRadio. We need to make talking bus stops.
Colm is paying attention to this show. Colm is in Monaghan. Please tell me, Finbot has the I'm a ride line. If you're not familiar with the I'm a ride line, Finbot has now been updated to include this.
You know what? I'm a ride with brains, and there is nothing wrong with that.
And Fionnuala said that with a straight face. It wasn't part of a sketch or anything.
No.
That was Fionnuala Corbett telling it how it is.
You know what? I'm a ride with brains, and there is nothing wrong with that.
And you know what? Everything you say there is totally truthful.
All I can do is just own that now at this stage, because even the fact that it was played as part of Out of Context Corbett is getting lost in the haze of Finbot.
I like this one.
Well done. Straight to number one.
It can be used for a few things. 087-1-102-107. And Fionnuala, we don't want you to be conscious of what you say on this show. But if Fionnuala says something that could be used in the Finbot, and it strikes you and you go, you know what? That'd make a good Out of Context Finbot clip. 087-1-102-107. Just a little warning, a little trigger, and go, there's something there you could use. We'll take it.
Country. So
today in the hot seat, Roy Williams.
Hello.
Playing for his own record, he was given the option of either playing on Fionnuala's behalf, tarnishing or bettering her record, or going for himself to win out a 100% country or no country record, or a 0% country or no country record. Now, I can't tell you the details of some of the texts okay. I've received.
Okay.
But you have had some close help.
I have. My mother's decided to weigh in. She says, don't like country, but they can't be that stupid.
The lyrics once again. Because I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
See, It all makes perfect sense as a country song up until that last line.
The, and I'd like to check you for ticks.
Yeah, obviously. Now, my mother's coming down obviously on the other side. She reckons that no country songwriter can be so stupid as to put a line like that into a song.
Hmm.
Your poker face is excellent, Dave.
I like the psychology element to this. Shirley, you've got it right. Text are ending 5-8. You've got it right. James, unfortunately, you're incorrect. BD, initials, incorrect. Rory, country or no country?
Country.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. I just knew it.
Oh, very well done.
Thank you.
100% record.
Mm-hmm.
So if you never come back to play country or no country again, you're out on top.
I'm beating Fionnuala Corbett.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great.
You can actually retire now. The smart thing would be to retire.
I'm leaving. I'm walking out of here. I'm leaving.
The song for everyone that was guessing it and wants to look it up, Brad Paisley, very famous US country artist. The name of the song, Stab a Guess.
Check you for ticks.
Ticks.
Just joking.
I swear, ticks. We put together a Spotify playlist of all the songs that have been used in country or no country.
Okay.
Just search for Spotify or on Spotify, Music is iRadio, and you will find the country or no country songs like Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life.
Banger.
You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Tequila Makes Our Clothes Fall Off. They're all on Spotify. Search country or no country playlist and you shall find it.
My mother's just got back in contact. Oh my God, they are stupid. I am defo finished with them.
Wait, us or country?
I don't know.
Country?
I'll have to ask for clarification.
Yeah, please. We might find out after this. One thing I want to look at is two lads, Rory Williams, Kieran Bennett. They will be filling in for Louise Clark on the Hub tonight. They were at Galway Rag Week last week, Donegal Tuesday, interviewing people on the street, and they have promised me and you that there shall be more interviews on the street from Athlone Rag Week that kicked off last night. College life isn't all that easy, and it isn't all about rag weeks and going out. A lot of it is a massive struggle for a lot of people, especially when you see the likes of three universities, DCU, UCD and NUI Galway, their student on-campus accommodation increased once again. It will be increased by the maximum legal limit of 4% this September. If college life and university life wasn't expensive enough, if it wasn't hard enough to find a place on campus and then to even pay more money again, it's quite annoying. Now, some of the universities that come out and said, look, we're not just trying to make more money, we're investing more money. But in fairness, if you don't have the money in the first place, investment doesn't mean a lot to you, does it? So that's why a lot of the student unions are annoyed. UL's rents in Limerick going up between 3.5% to 4%. Maynooth University raising them by 3%. And Craig McHugh, Vice President for the Dublin Region for the Union Students of Ireland, said its student accommodation is too expensive. Everything is too expensive. And you could play a game of this called the Rental Crisis Quiz Show, where you treat this as a game. And if you play by the rules and you pander to your landlord, you might just come off a little bit better.
Welcome to the Rental Crisis Quiz Show. Please welcome your host, Baroness Elizabeth Ryan.
Thank you very much. Stop. Welcome to the Rental Crisis Quiz Show, the show where you can win your rent. And let's meet our first contestant. It's Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, Baroness.
So tell us about yourself, Don.
Well, I'm 23 years of age. I'm just out of college in Sligo and I have an arts degree. Shut the f*** up. I worked hard for this arts degree, you savages. And I hope to move to Dublin, Baroness, to be close to my mates and find some sort of job.
So is that why you're on the quiz, Don?
It is, yes. I really need to win my rent.
Okay, your category is
in the eyes of a landlord. So you are really going to have to put on your landlord hat, Don. First question, good luck. In the eyes of a landlord in Dublin, what is the maximum occupancy of a four-bedroom house?
Four bedrooms, 20 plus.
Correct. Well done, Don. Second question. What is the maximum amount that can be charged for a singular room's rent?
The maximum rent that can be charged for a singular room is how much we can squeeze out of a tenant.
Correct and right. You are on a roll, Don. Okay, we move on. A one-bedroom apartment can have how many bedrooms?
At least two. If the hallway is big enough, you could have three bedrooms.
Correct.
Yes.
Your landlord uses their own key to access your house unannounced one day. What do you do?
I would say absolutely nothing to them.
Four, Don, you are flying it. So this is for the big money, 5 for 5. Please listen carefully. In which of these scenarios do you contact your landlord? Number one, your accommodation is beginning to flood following a leak. Number two, there is structural damage that you are concerned about. Or number three, you have not had running water for at least 2 weeks. You are beginning to smell. So in which of those scenarios do you contact your landlord? Whoa. Take your time now.
This is tough.
This is for the big money.
Baroness, I'm going to have to lock in number two. Ring the landlord if there is structural damage.
Oh, Don, you were so close. No, you never ring the landlord unless it's to give them money, because you know well if you bother the landlord, there's the fear they're going to increase your rent even more. Unlucky, Don. Come here. Okay, have you enjoyed your time on the show?
No.
That's the spirit. Until next time, enjoy sleeping beside the washing machine. Bye-bye.
It is one big game out there. You just have to play by the rules. Don't ring the landlord in case you remind them that they haven't increased your rent in 2 weeks. By you ringing them, you might be costing yourself money. Tongue firmly in cheek, by the way. Today, Dáil Éireann has convened. They've gathered together. Some things are happening, like they're nominating who should be Taoiseach. Of course, all the usual suspects. Sinn Féin nominate Mary Lou MacDonald, Fine Gael, Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, so on and so forth. And not forgetting Eamon Ryan as well. Sean O'Friel has been reinstated as Cian Corla. But there are three gentlemen who are back in this year's Dáil, 2020 Dáil, that were there 2 years ago, February 2018. And they had an almighty row. And those TDs are Danny Healy-Ray, Michael Healy-Ray, and Mark McSharry. And they were trialing out a new system. So imagine A4 sheets laminated with numbers on them. And the system they were trialing out was, everyone gets a number, and that is the order of speaking. And then Mr. McSharry got annoyed because he thought the Healy-Rays were skipping him. And in this edition of Going Down Memory Lane, let us introduce ourselves or reintroduce ourselves to the greatest row our government has ever seen in Dáil Éireann.
Answer they got that they would get payments in 2019.
We'll let the
T-shirt, that's 2018. That's totally wrong.
Same issue last time caller.
Have you a card?
Of course I have.
Show it to me.
Same issue. Same issue.
And you know the answer they got.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Y'all ready for this?
We have an issue.
I'm going to move on. Deputy McSherry. Deputy
McSherry, control yourself. Deputy McSherry, control yourself. Deputy McSherry, Deputy McSherry, Deputy McSherry, control yourself.
Y'all ready for this?
Did you ever hear the like of it? Three cats fighting in an alleyway would make far more sense. Deputy Mark McSherry, he or the Healy Ray brothers of Danny and Michael back in the Dáil. That was from February 2 years ago.
Well, all due respect and the most unparliamentary language. You, Deputy Stagg.
Sorry,
you. I apologise now for my use of unparliamentary language.
Deputy Fogarty, that is most unparliamentary language.
It is most unparliamentary language. I now withdraw it and apologise for it.
Most unparliamentary language. What I will tell you is that neither of those gentlemen are back in Dáil Éireann today. Paul Gogarty, he ran in the 2019 Dublin Midwest by-election. By-election, he finished third and he was unsuccessful in the election just gone in Dublin Midwest. Emmett Stagg, the gentleman that he was shouting at, former Kildare TD, he was eliminated at Kildare North Count a couple of weeks ago as well. So neither of them have returned. But we look forward to moments like that. Maybe not as curseful or as explicit, but with comedic value. Like, his delivery is absolutely pitch perfect.
Well, all due respect and the most unparliamentary language, you, Deputy Stagg.
Sorry,
you. I apologise now for my use of unparliamentary language.
Deputy Fogarty, that is most unparliamentary language.
It is most unparliamentary language. I now withdraw it and apologise for it.
That's the way I'm going to act anymore, is I'm going to lash out and then I'm going to withdraw immediately the comments I've made. If I ever get mad at someone, I would now like to withdraw my comments on record. I seeked out some help last night on Instagram. I thought, anyone that follows me will be kind and be nice. And I asked a simple question. I needed to make some pasta.
What were you making?
It was meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
And pasta.
So, like spaghetti?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Lovely.
And some Parmesan cheese over the top. But I did not know how to measure the spaghetti. And it was the first time that I realised and thought to myself, there is a disadvantage to not being a drug dealer. And that's because I didn't have an electronic scales.
Because, you know, they're the only time they're bought. But anyway, yeah.
So I went on Instagram and I put up a photo, and you know those little boxes of please help me? I asked, how do you measure spaghetti? What do you think the first reply was? The very first.
Was it someone pointing out those little utensils you can get that have the little circular things?
That was the second one.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't have one of those.
Right.
How do you measure spaghetti? A ruler.
Wow, helpful. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jess. John, use the hole in the middle of the pasta spoon or put as much as you can fit in your mouth until you can fit no more, then add boiling water. John Gahan. Same John Gahan that we had on the show in Galway.
For I Go Home. Amazing. Yes. John's a lovely lad.
Fantastic singer.
Yeah, yeah.
And also a smart ass. Never any handy way. Someone is telling me that €1 coin, if you hold the pasta clenched in your hand,
okay,
and enough to cover a €1 coin, end on end, that should be enough for one singular person.
I mean, the thing is, I think with any form of carbs, pasta or, well, sorry, when it comes to pasta or rice in particular, you need to think about how much you might need and then have that, because usually you end up with like mountains more than you'll actually eat.
So, Mark, thank you for the €1 coin trick. I will try that out. Put as much as you can fit into one mug equals one serving. Connor Flannery. Connor, I think that's a little bit too much.
That's just a tad.
Joey's
what you could be thinking of, because you know the way Americans have their cup system for measuring?
Yeah.
Cups and mugs are not interchangeable.
What lesson I have learned out of this is that people are smart asses, and that I don't think I will help or ask Instagram for help once again in measuring pasta. I've learned my lesson. A ruler or a measuring tape? Thanks. Funny. Ha.
I probably shouldn't say this on air in case I forget to do it, but this does give me an idea of what to buy for you for your birthday next month.
Oh, I can't wait until March. Fantastic.
You just won't have meatballs until then, okay?
If there is a better way apart from the measuring spoon, 087-1-102-107, and the next person who says a ruler will be gifted a ruler. Up somewhere the sun don't shine. This is The Lift on iRadio. Dave and Fionnuala with you. How are things? Hope you're well. But to return to the top story that apparently AA have on their website as irrelevant.
No, look, I appreciate your anger. And, you know, if you're listening and you know Dave at all, you will know that in general...
A law-abiding citizen.
That also. But quite a laid-back guy. I mean, you don't get worked up as I do over trivial things. You don't let the stresses of life weigh on you too much. But today, that has changed. Because you had a very expensive haircut.
It's not even a dog with a bone. It's a Rottweiler with a bone. Yeah, this haircut cost me... Well, it's only cost me €15 now, but it could be 140. Clamping. It was 2 seconds in a loading bay in a van collecting DJ decks, and I was clamped. Inconsiderate idiots, James and Leash.
Well, you see... What I would say, and I'm going to open myself up to
something. Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying. My,
is your father a clamper
is
or
that
what?
The thing is, the two seconds thing, and I appreciate it. It happens. You're there and you're like, I just need to pop in. But you have to think of the price. Like you, Dave Duke, this morning, you got your ticket and you were parked properly and you had a right to be parked there and you had your ticket and you paid for it. The whole 2 seconds, I was just pulled in for 2 seconds.
Quick recap, and we spoke on this show before. I have been clamped before. And I hold my hands up and it says I didn't pay for my parking. Got clamped. Very expensive, considering the ticket is 120 and you're paying 100 times the price. That's €120. It's actually gone up since then. It's now 125. So I went to get my hair cut today in Athlone. And I put a car parking ticket on my car, in the rear dashboard, the back windscreen, full display. You could not miss it. And the reason I've done that is because, logically, if you were approaching the car after you got out of your van, you're parked up, you would see it first. And they look 360, because the last time I was clamped, I was given evidence of 360 photos in every single window in the car to show that you had no ticket or it didn't fall down on the seat, it wasn't clearly visible. This time, I got clamped again with the ticket on the back window. So what you do is you ring a poker, APCOA, I don't even know how you pronounce that, but I've got to deal with them, got to know them over the past 18 months. And I says, look, you've a parking ticket, or you've my car clamped and I have a parking ticket on. Come out and take off the clamp. So there was a little bit of an argument on the phone. And I says, just come out, please. So the person who clamped the car came back. I wouldn't even look at the ticket on the back windscreen. He says, no, it says on the ticket that you have to display it on the front windscreen driver's side. At this stage, I didn't have looked at the back of the ticket because I did not want to tamper with the evidence that was there.
Yeah, you just wanted to leave it the way it was.
Yeah. No, not taking it off. You're wasting my time. I'm not taking off the clamp. I was like, are you for real? Is this real life? Is someone taking the solid piss out of me because I've paid for parking and you won't take off the clamp? And that's how it went on. So now I've got a friend in the legal profession looking into the bylaws of Westmeath County Council to see if they can operate like this. And probably not. Because if you pay for parking and you display it in your car, doesn't matter where it is. It's not a legal requirement to put it on the driver's side front windscreen. What about if you have a left-hand car? What about if the car is not reversed into the parking space like happened today? Then it's just a free-for-all. I could go out with a clamp and start clamping cars and asking for €125. So that's where we're at. But the point remains. It looks like my best option at the minute, and it kills me, is pay the €125 and then go through an appeals process and then go to the National Transport Authority. I paid for the parking and I'm still clamped.
I mean, the passion that I've seen from you there and the absolute sense of injustice that you display.
You wouldn't mind. I put this up on Instagram. A lot of people unfollowed me. Bunch of clampers following me. It's up on DJ Dave Duke if you want to see the anger and how the car was parked and where the ticket was. Full evidence is on show for everyone to see.
We are asking you as well. We ask this at This Is Our Radio on Instagram. Are you with Dave showing solidarity in his dilemma today? Or do you think, no, rules are rules and the clamper was right? I'm going to foresee that it's going to swing one way in the court of public opinion, but maybe not. Maybe you are in fact a ticket inspector Maybe you work in the realms of parking. Maybe you are sick. And I'm not saying of that Dave did this, by the way, because I don't think he's the type of person to do this. But maybe you're sick of the people with the magic lights. They think flicking on the magic lights.
Oh, the magic lights.
The magic lights.
The little triangle in the car.
Makes them immune to parking laws. No, Dave did not do that today. Yes, basically, are you on Dave's side or not?
087-1-10-207. You'd know Sharon Linsky isn't here later on. Brendan Bracken's filling in for her. You idiot. Who puts a parking ticket on their back window asking for trouble? I bloody paid for the thing and I still got bloody clamped.
Compliment here for you.
Go on.
The law's the law. You're one of the best DJs in Europe, but he's maybe the best clamper.
What is going on? Is this where we're at?
This is where we're at.
087-110-207. We will follow this story to the hilt. And if I have to pay the €125 and I get it back, I'll donate it. I'm putting that on record now.
Oh, wow.
We'll
okay.
do a quiz. We'll do something. We'll give it to someone worthy. If I have to pay the €125, I go through the appeals process. I get it back in a big check. Someone will get that money. Not me. Because it will be lucky money.
Oh, fair play.
And I was going to curse there, but we'll move on. Let's see where we're at with this. Definitely don't pay, Dave. Just be belligerent like them. There's not a judge in the country who would prosecute that. Regards, Brendan. Well, regards to you too, Brendan. Although I think it would be slightly frowned upon if I ended up in court over a clamping. Especially, you know, when you're representing iRadio. But
don't think it'd go very well. We've had reference that we should go home and watch a scene from a certain movie involving a traffic warden. Now, Dave and I have never seen the movie to which you refer, even though it is quite famous. So we don't know, we're not endorsing whatever may or may not be in that scene.
But I will watch that movie. I'm on your side, Dave. It's ridiculous. A client of mine got clamped at the train station in Boyle because her ticket was upside down on the front dashboard. I've heard of that happening as well. Think it is a case of power gone to the clampers' heads. Mairead's Hair Studio in Ballyhadrine. Thank you.
No, I think it's one of those situations where, like, you have the defence. You paid for it. The ticket was displayed.
On the back windscreen.
We're very, you know, are we going down the route then of just, well, you know, there are certain rules and regulations. I'm very interested to see how this one will play out between appeals and potentially getting the money back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
In the order of balance, as someone who shall name... remain nameless. I have never met anyone who puts a parking ticket in their back window. Just have to pay the fine. It wasn't displayed correctly. Simple as that. Appeal would be a waste of time.
Okay, so there we have it.
Well, there's someone not getting €125 back from the appeals process if I decide to give it away.
It's going to a good cause, you said.
It is going to a good cause. Good cause indeed. A lot of people looking for an update. Spent enough time on this yesterday, I do know. But was clamped yesterday. We've been through this before, but if you haven't been with us, here is the ska, here is the lowdown. Went to get my hair cut, paid for my parking, got my ticket, stuck it in the back window, on the shelf, in plain sight. It was absolutely bucketing rain. The back window was closer to the ticket machine. I had put it in the back window before, and I hadn't been clamped. Came out from getting my fresh fade, and I was clamped. So I rang them. The gentleman came out. He would not look at the ticket. And he told me that you're wasting my time because I wasn't going to pay him to take the clamp off, even though I had paid for my parking. I was like, I'm wasting your time. You're after clamping me. I've had to get a taxi to work and everything. So I took advice from everywhere I could got it, including yourself. You give plenty of advice. Cut the clamp off. Get an angle grinder. Do this, do that, ring the guards, get legal advice. I have a friend who is in the legal profession. They were looking into it for me. They gave me the advice that I needed. But unfortunately, dealing with this crowd, you seem to only have one option, is pay up and then appeal again, and then go to the Supreme Court. So that's what I had to do. If I wanted to go the paperwork route, which I had to take, couldn't really tell you, oh, this clamp, and then cut it off. Wouldn't really be a good luck for me, would it? So, what I've done is I've paid the extortionate fee of €125. Now, the appeals process has got underway. So, you appeal to the company first, APACA, or whatever they want to call themselves. Then they make a decision. If they decide, no, we're not giving your money back, it goes to the National Transport Authority. If they say, no, you're not getting your money back, then there are other options and routes as well. Hopefully it won't get that far, because as soon as I get my €225 back, it shall be going to a worthy cause. So that's the update. That is the situation. I have never had as many messages on Instagram, people sliding into DMs, and thank you. I really appreciate all that. I had people offering to drive from all corners of Ireland with angle grinders. Stand on, we will go the legal and paper work route, and we shall prevail, and that €125 shall go to a good cause. So that's where we're at. If you joined us today, I will put it in highlights on Instagram, DJ Dave Duke, that you can see it, because there's a lot of cursing, and I don't think that is appropriate for our own social media channels at This Is iRadio on Instagram. So that's where we're at, 087 1 102 107, and when I get the money back, I shall go to the bank and I will request one of those big novelty style check, and there shall be a photo shoot in the lobby of iRadio, and we shall rejoice. Man v Clamper, man won. But that's a few weeks away yet.
Weekdays from 2:50.